So this media they present to us is extremely well vetted and reflects exceeding artifice. It would have us believe that our crops will soon be harvested by machine. We talked about that last week, and that we should be joyfully embracing the practice of insect eating. And here in the U.S., as everywhere, power wants its people to learn to accept less and less for the sake of the planet, of course. And if you want to be among the best, you'll wear your less and less with panache. Perhaps they'll even invent some pieces of flair like the waitress in Office Space had to wear to distinguish U.S. less from even bleaker less expressions elsewhere. In our new and exciting world of greater and greater, less and less. But as always, of course, not for them. Not for them, contaminated air. Not for them, eating roaches or genetically modified food-like substances. Not for them, the pesticide-ridden, early picked and tasteless. Not for them, huddling in smaller and smaller apartment-like units, while attempting to comfort themselves that they're helping the planet. Not for them, prepackaged living. Not for them. Not for them. But for us, it's different. Because, well, we're not them. Ah, yes. That's it. What mistaken notions must there be to imagine that a state will change its ways because we wag a finger at it? Or that we, the workforce, could be moved to join a project that means but a change in management? What did Emily say? To fill a gap, insert the thing that caused it. Well, the gap to fill between our hanging back and our being moved to act is but our stolen lives returned. It's that for which we yearn, the missing love and power took. So what would the authentic conversations about race, about socialism, be? The ones that do lead to a true road. They would, as Gustav Landauer told us, quote, Gustav Landauer defined as the task of the socialists and their movement, quote, to loosen the hardening of hearts, so that what lies buried may rise to the surface, so that what truly lives yet now seems dead may emerge and grow light, unquote. That's a powerful quote. Why aren't the socialist pundits of today saying that and then fleshing out that picture? Gustav Landauer told us, Christopher Fry told us, Alice Miller told us, all the ancestors who see that we must be the opposite of what we've been made to be under class. They all tell us that a true road must lead to tenderness. What else could our future be if it's opposed to the frozen misery of centuries breaking now, finally, at long last? And yes, it's in us. Of course, it's in us, is us. This state we manufacture fresh every day simply by not consciously renouncing it and turning to our always present tenderness. It's there for us the second we stop jumping on our leashes.